Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about things to watch out for, to be on guard, to understand not just what we see, but what it means in an eternal perspective. And so we pay closer attention. We spend more time in God's Word. We pay attention to His Spirit and the leading that He brings through the Word of God. And we put those things into practice. We apply them in our life. And we are prepared for the return of Jesus. So we look at different aspects of things that the Bible tells us to be on guard against, to watch out for. Today we're going to talk and pray specifically about watching out for hypocrisy. Luke 12, verse 1 says, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." Now, I suspect it's one thing to be on guard against things that, well, are brought about by others. And so when we hear this and we talk and learn about being on guard against hypocrisy, this yeast of the Pharisees, we tend to turn our focus towards others. But I want to talk a little bit about that this morning, but I also want us to consider what that looks like in our own life. To be on guard against our own hypocrisy, not simply noticing others. You see, when Jesus uses this term about the yeast of the Pharisee, he's talking about something that, well, spreads. It gets mixed in with us and it has an influence. And so that in the end, it's a part of who we are. Jesus would talk at different times about the power, the working of yeast, that a small amount gets mixed in through the entire dough, and then it isn't something that you can separate out. And one of the difficulties about hypocrisy in the lives of others is that it's infective. We become used to it. We become numb almost to its effect. And in fact, the enemy wants us to believe that it's actually helpful. So we allow a little bit in because there seems to be a benefit. But a little bit of yeast affects every part of who we are. And the idea of a little bit of hypocrisy, well, is not manageable. It's like the old story of the elephant trying to sneak into the tent, and just a little bit here, and before you know it, the elephant has pushed everything out and the tent is not occupiable by anyone else. And that's the way hypocrisy works in our life. And so we're warned to be on guard against the hypocrisy of those who we're learning from. That was the role of the Pharisees, or at least part of their role was to be those who instructed the people of Israel, to instruct them about God's laws and how they ought to live. And the difficulty was Jesus made it plain that they're very good at teaching the law. They're not very good at doing it. And I think we struggle with that. It's easy to point fingers at them, but how many times do we expect others to follow a law, a rule, an instruction of God that we tend to avoid? It's interesting that one of the characteristics of many people is we're not afraid to exceed the speed limit, the posted numbers on the sign. And we'll use all kinds of rationales of, you can go 5 over and they really don't care. You can go 10 over and they really don't care. Whatever number that we kind of make up, we may have heard it from somebody. Friend and teacher of mine would often say it's defines or it's part of our acceptable level of disobedience. But this isn't really about that. What it's more about is whatever that is, we tend to get perturbed at those that go faster than what we deemed appropriate. And if we go 5 miles an hour over the posted number on the sign and they're going 10 miles an hour over, we think somebody ought to do something. And it's that hypocrisy that Jesus warns about that the breaking of the law is not, from God's perspective, on a sliding scale that our disobedience is okay and theirs isn't. And so Jesus warns us to watch out. And he's not just warning us about the hypocrisy of others and to not buy into it, to be aware of it, to point it out. He's warning about letting it into our life. And I think sometimes we read scripture like that and we kind of take it as permission to judge those who are living hypocritical lives. And what he's really telling us is to watch out that we don't become that. It's to be on guard. It's the reason that God's Spirit gives us this full armor of God to protect us, to help us live and pursue that pure and righteous life that's only possible in Christ. And so we pay attention. We notice the hypocrisy of others. That's necessary. But we notice it in a way that helps us to see ourselves. And when we allow the hypocrisy of others to form how we act, how we think, what we believe, what we deem acceptable or unacceptable, then we've allowed that yeast to be spread throughout our dough, about throughout our life. And it grows. And when we live life pursuing God, he tells us to be on guard. Don't give the enemy a foothold. a way of sneaking in, a way of getting started. But protect ourselves with the truth of God's Word. And when it says to live in such and such a way, then don't just be one that says that that's what it says. Be one that does what it says. And together, we grow. And just as the yeast of hypocrisy has a damaging effect on all who allow it to be stirred into their life, the yeast of righteousness has a greater effect. And our faith, as small as it might be, has the ability and power to overcome, by the blood of Jesus, all unrighteousness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need in order to recognize the dangers that the enemy tries to tempt us with. And sometimes those dangers are pretty obvious. And we immediately reject it and say, there is no way. But many times those dangers sneak in ways that look appealing. And even when we notice the catch, we're tempted because we see others getting away with it. We see others benefit by not being consistent in word and action. And we notice the hypocrisy, and instead of labeling it as such and avoiding it, we allow it to creep in a small amount, thinking that we can manage it. And before we know it, it has taken over. So God, help us to be on guard, not just in against the hypocrisy of others, but more specifically, be on guard against the hypocrisy that tries to take root in our life. May we live with a consistency in our words, our beliefs, our actions, because we choose that all of those are centered on Jesus. And may He be the foundation of what we believe, of what we think, of what we say, of what we do, so that they all match. Father, forgive us for those times where we've spread that yeast of hypocrisy. We've made it look acceptable. We've even made it look desirable. God, may we return to you wholeheartedly. And may our life be such that it reflects Jesus in all things. And may the yeast of our faith, the yeast of righteousness, overcome that of those who practice hypocrisy. And may we grow more and more into the image of Christ. And as we live life today, may we lift Him up in every way possible so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.